I'm a professor of geophysics at the Geophysical Institute, University of Alaska, and mainly study glaciers and glaciers and how they're moving and how they change.
Okay, that's coming through quite well. Thank you. Well, I just now got this news release, and so I haven't had a chance to pick through it in fine detail, but I'm gathering that the gist of the work that's to be published in Science is that Alaska's glaciers are melting at a fairly significant rate. Is that true?
Yes. We feel it's quite a significant rate, and almost all the glaciers are thinning and getting smaller, and they're doing it at a faster rate now than they did over the last, like the last 40 years now, that the last 10 years they seem to be going, or 5 years, seem to be actually thinning even faster.
Now, what particular kinds of glaciers are we talking about here? High alpine glaciers, tidewater glaciers?
All glaciers. We've sampled about 70 glaciers, and they range from tidewater glaciers to high alpine glaciers in the Brooks Range, to surging glaciers, to just normal glaciers, and small and big, ones that go fast, ones that go slow. And there are some really spectacular changes, say, on tidewater glaciers. They sort of have their own mind, and they do some of their own sort of their dynamics, or the way they change are different than normal glaciers. But if you look at normal glaciers, they're all seem to be thinning too. And this, we've looked at some small glaciers up in the Brooks Range, and they give the same or a similar picture than glaciers down in southeast Alaska.
Is there any pattern to the melting? Are they melting at varying rates, or does there seem to be some consistency in the melting of the glaciers?
That's a good question. We're trying to figure that out. They all seem to be melting or thinning. Which ones are thinning the most or the rates, we're still trying to figure out if there's a geographical pattern or if there's a pattern that deals with a type of glacier. I think what we're finding is they're all thinning quite a bit, and why or how it's related to geography or different climatic zones or that, we haven't figured out yet.
What sorts of techniques did you and your colleagues use to actually assess this thinning, to measure this thinning?
Well, we have a small aircraft which is equipped with a laser altimeter. It basically, you fly over the glacier with a small aircraft and make a map of the glacier, or make a map along one or two or three lines of the glacier. And then we compare that to older maps like the USGS topographic maps that have been made of much of the state, and compare our profile to what those maps say, and then we get a thinning along the glacier at each point we make a measurement. And we've also compared our profiles, say, that we made in 1995 to profiles we made in 2001, and that gives us a short-term change, so we can sort of see how the change is going on now versus how it went on from 1950s to 1995. We compare those two, and that's how we get these different ideas that the rate of change is bigger now than it was before.
Now, I understand this laser altimetry system is quite precise. You can get down to measurements within centimeters even, I think.
Yeah, we think about, say 30 centimeters, sometimes 20. But it's around a foot or less.
Yeah.
And that's all the way along the glacier. And that's where the problem, the maps themselves are not so accurate. You know, the topographic maps that exist are not as accurate. And so much of the error in our calculation comes from the maps, which are published. And they're good maps, but they're not, when you really start thinking about a foot, they're not good to a foot where our profiling is. And it's pretty amazing how accurate the system is when you think of, wow, a foot or less. You know, a little box about 5 inches or 6 inches around, that's how accurately we can measure the surface.
Wow. Now, I see here in this release that you're somewhat reluctant to lay the blame on the doorstep of climate warming and climate change. So my question then to you is there evidence in geologic history of this kind of melting in the past? Could this just be a cycle of sorts?
There is evidence of this sort of cycle in the past when the ice ages ended other times. I think there is evidence of it, whether it's evidence of this happening so quickly. And that's one of them. It's happening very quickly now compared to a lot of the geologic evidence. Like, wow, this is really fast. And the other thing is, when it's occurring, we just had an ice age that ended, 15,000 years ago or so. And it's sort of like really quick for another climatic, natural change to happen so quickly, and then to come so quickly at following the end of the ice age. I mean, the ice age ended, and the glaciers were changing, but it's like, wow, now all of a sudden this is more kicking in. So I'm not saying it's a man-made cause or something, but it's interesting that it's happening so rapidly, and the time it is, you wouldn't expect it to happen like many thousands of years from now. Yeah, you might expect it to happen maybe. So,
does that answer your question? Yeah, it does. A point of clarification, though, when you think about all of the other circumstantial evidence of climate changes and climate warming in the Arctic and the circumpolar north, does this seem to fit in with a picture of an overall warming that may have some connections to human-caused climate influences?
Yes, very much. And I think, I feel that's very possible. And I think if you look at all the changes in CO2 in the atmosphere since the Industrial Revolution, these kind of changes have all changed very rapidly in the last 50 or 100 years, or even more. And so I think they're all related. I really do. But we can't prove it with our work. We haven't shown that this is directly related to something man's doing.
Yeah. What's the next step now? Will you try to obviously continue monitoring as funding allows of these glaciers, but do you plan other activities to try to pin down what might be causing this melting?
Yeah, I think one thing we're really interested in is this question you asked earlier on. How does this vary across the state or across the country, and what's causing it in different places? Is it temperature change, or is it change in precipitation? That's an important question to measure or to answer. And then does it vary from the north to southeast Alaska and down to Washington? How are these patterns varying, and what can we get from the type of glaciers do all glaciers say this, but the glaciers in the north are thinning more rapidly than those in the south or something? We need to answer that question with the data we have. So I think that's looking at the detail and relating it to climate directly is where we hope to go.
Yeah. Are there glaciers of particular note that people would recognize? I think looking in here, Mendenhall might have been mentioned, but are there other sort of famous, well-known glaciers that you looked at?
Well, there is Columbia Glacier, which is down by Valdez, and that's a tidewater glacier. And it's doing its own thing. It's thinning more rapidly than most all other glaciers, and it's because it's a tidewater glacier. It's not necessarily because the climate has changed more there. And so that's important to keep in mind. Say Columbia Glacier is thinning a lot, but it's not necessarily saying the climate right by Valdez is really warmed up or something. That's not true. And the same thing, if you look at Hubbard Glacier, that's been in the news a lot. Hubbard Glacier is actually advancing and closing off the fjord by Yakutat. And that glacier has been advancing for a fairly long time, and it will continue to advance and is one of the few glaciers in Alaska that is advancing. And it doesn't say that that area, the climate is warming up or snowing more. That isn't necessarily what's happening there. It's just tidewater glaciers are different. And so those somehow have to be taken out of these studies. But there's, I guess, Mendenhall Glacier is a pretty normal glacier, even though it ends the lake, and that's thinning quite a bit. The Taku Glacier is another one that many people see by Juneau and flight seeing, and that one's thinning. No, that one's actually pretty stable, but let's see. Portage Glacier we haven't looked at, but the Harding Ice Field, many of the glaciers by Seward we've looked at, and those almost all are thinning quite rapidly. And you see Exit Glacier where people walk up right from Seward, and that one's thinning quite a bit and getting shorter.
Wow.
And then glaciers around Fairbanks, you look down at Black Rapids Glacier, and that one's, we studied that one, and that's thinning quite a bit. And the ones in the park, like Muldrow Glacier that you see from Eielson Visitor Center, is also getting smaller. So I think we've studied many of the glaciers that people see a lot, and most of them seem to be thinning too, but there's these few tidewater ones that don't.
Wow, it's fascinating work. I'm wondering if Anthony is standing around chomping at the bit there to talk to me.